The Holy Father's letter to the bishops, priests, religious, and lay faithful of China establishes new pastoral guidelines which replace the special faculties granted over the years to the Church in the country. These regarded the nomination of bishops in particular and the discipline of the sacraments in general. The first part of the letter deals with theological aspects of the situation. Many Chinese bishops have opted for clandestine ordination, which, as Pope Benedict explains, is not a normal feature of the Church's life.
History shows that pastors and faithful have recourse to it only amid suffering, in the desire to maintain the integrity of their faith and to resist interference from state agencies in matters pertaining intimately to the Church's life.
Pope Benedict says other pastors have consented to receive the episcopal ordination without the pontifical mandate, and have then asked to be received into communion with the Pope. The Holy Father has granted these bishops the full and legitimate exercise of their powers, rights, and duties.
This initiative resulted from knowledge of the particular circumstances of their ordination and from the Pope's profound pastoral concern to favor the re-establishment of full communion. Unfortunately, in most cases, priests and faithful have not been adequately informed that their bishop has been legitimized, and this has given rise to a number of grave problems of conscience.
The letter also clarifies the status of the few bishops whose ordinations were not approved by the Holy See and who have not yet obtained the necessary legitimation. The Pope says these bishops are to be considered illegitimate but validly ordained so long as it is certain they have received ordination from validly ordained bishops, and that the Catholic rite of episcopal ordination has been respected. The Holy Father writes that communion and unity are essential and integral elements of the Catholic Church, and that the proposal for a church that is independent of the Holy See in the religious sphere is incompatible with Catholic doctrine. Pope Benedict also expresses his desire to resolve issues of episcopal appointments and official recognition of the whole Church in China.
Not only would their episcopal ministry be legitimized, there would also be an enrichment of their communion with the priests and the faithful who consider the Church in China part of the Catholic Church, united with the Bishop of Rome and with all the other particular churches spread throughout the world.
In the second part of the letter, Pope Benedict addresses practical pastoral concerns. Acknowledging the extremely delicate and complex pastoral situation, Pope Benedict says the faithful in China may turn to those who are not in communion with the Pope. When recourse to a priest or bishop in full communion with Rome is not possible without grave inconvenience. The Holy Father also recognizes that normalization of relations with the People's Republic of China requires time and presupposes the goodwill of both parties. The Pope reassures China that the Catholic Church sincerely proposes to offer once again humble and disinterested service in the areas of her competence for the good of Chinese Catholics and for the good of all inhabitants of the country.
The Catholic Church, which is in China, does not have a mission to change the structure or administration of the state. Rather, her mission is to proclaim Christ to men and women as the Savior of the world, basing herself on the power of God.
Pope Benedict says the civil authorities are well aware that the Church, in her teaching, invites the faithful to be good citizens, respectful and active contributors to the common good in their country. But she also asks the state to guarantee to those same Catholic citizens the full exercise of their faith, with respect for authentic religious freedom. The full text of the 17-page document is available on the Vatican Radio website at www.vaticanradio.org. I'm Chris Altieri.